What we're here to talk about are actionable items that you can use if you want to travel long term and if you want to have freedom in your life. So today we are going to talk about three things that I did that were absolutely great ideas. I knocked it out of the park. And three things I did that were absolute screw-ups, that were terrible ideas.
Welcome to the Action Academy Podcast.
Stand back while I celebrate freedom.
The show where we help you achieve financial independence with the mindsets, methods, and actionable steps from guests who've already earned their freedom.
The flags of freedom fly.
Choose to do what you want.
What you want.
With who you want.
With who you want.
When you want.
When you want.
With another episode today. Now, here's your host, Brian Lubin.
What's up, everyone? This is your host, as always, Brian Lubin, bringing you the mindsets, the methods, and the actionable steps for you to earn freedom in your life and business. Today is officially season two. Episode one of this podcast, because we are now international. Season one was the planning and preparation stage for this trip that I'm on, and season two is going to be now that we have actually done it, and I'm going to keep you guys updated on what works and what doesn't work. So for those of you that are new, my name is Brian Lubin. I'm 27 years old. I left my corporate America job, and I am now podcasting full-time and traveling around the world. Right now, as I'm recording this, we are in the island of Santorini, Greece. So for the entire month of July, we are living here in the Greek islands. We just left Mykonos, now Santorini, and then the island of Crete at the end of this week. And then we're going to sit there for a while. Anyways, I know you guys don't care or give a crap about the hotels, the best food recommendations. If you want all that, go follow my personal Instagram. That's not what we're here to talk about today. What we're here to talk about are actionable items that you can use if you want to travel long term and if you want to have freedom in your life. So today we are going to talk about three things that I did that were absolutely great ideas. I knocked it out of the park. And three things I did that were absolute screw ups, that were terrible ideas and that you shouldn't do as you're planning your trip. Great thing number one is keeping a morning routine. So as you travel and as you change time zones, things get a bit funky. So for me right now, my operating hours for my business are essentially between 4 p.m. and midnight now for my business, because that's American time. And we are 7 hours ahead of Eastern Standard Time here. So it goes all over the place. And as you travel and as you change time zones, things will change. But what's very important is no matter what, you need some sense of stability and some sense of routine in your life. Like I said before, as entrepreneurs, we need that even more so than most people. So I am still doing my morning routine, which consists of some light exercise. I'm still doing my meditation. I'm still doing my journaling. That is all working and that is going fantastically. Great thing number two, walkability. So you are wanting to book places where you can walk into town and you have access to food, restaurants, both tourist spots and local. You want to have access to pharmacies, supermarkets, all this good stuff. So Mykonos was really good about that. So we were able to leave the hotel, walk straight down into Mykonos town, and we had access to everything. So if we wanted to go to a nice dinner, we could. If we wanted to budget and eat something local that was a hole-in-the-wall kind of place, we could do that. So, and also, you don't have to pay for your Ubers or rental cars. So that's huge. So whenever you're booking a place to stay, make sure that the walkability is really good. Great thing number three is having what I call anchor activities. So when you're traveling, you do not want to book all of your time and schedule all of your time, because that kills the nuance, that kills the creativity, that kills the magic that is travel. Because a lot of the times the best events and stories that you have from travel are when plan A goes wrong and you have to do plan B or plan C. So anchor activities are going to be what you plan for in advance. So for Mykonos, I planned a specific place, 180 Sunset Bar. We planned that. We planned a specific restaurant that we wanted to go to. And we also had a certain party that we wanted to go to. So those were our anchor activities. And those were non-negotiable, reserved in advance. And so what you do from there is you have your anchor activities to where you have some sort of plan, and then you just bake everything else around the general area that that is. So we knew that we wanted to be in Mykonos town for one of the events, and we knew that we wanted to be on the beach on the other side of the island on another day for another event. So then just plan all the rest of the stuff and allow the rest of the stuff to unfold around your anchor activities. Now here's the fun part that will actually really help you guys. And I'm always going to tell everybody on this show what I'm doing wrong or what I'm messing up. So first thing that I got wrong is in Santorini, everyone talks about this is beautiful, it's picturesque, it's romantic, all this good stuff. And it is, it really is. But transportation is terrible here. You're paying 40 euro for a one-way taxi. And everything is scattered and it's all on the outskirts. So now when we're here, we have to rent a car or you have to get an Uber constantly or a taxi. And that's a huge budget killer. So as I said in step one, as a good thing in Mykonos, it's a bad thing in Santorini. So did not research this properly in advance. And now that has become a problem. So once again, make sure that the places that you're going are very walkable and have a good variety of accessory services like pharmacies, supermarkets, all that stuff. Here, it's essentially tourist stuff. And if you're not doing tourist stuff, there's nothing. Thing I messed up number two was that it would be a lot easier and better immediately have realized to just book one place for 1 month. That is much easier. And you can just go and stay in one place at a time. You can develop a routine around that place. So moving forward, that's what I'm going to lean towards. To where I don't have to be traveling and scattered and going all over the place. I could just have a set routine, have a set schedule, find a gym, find my local coffee shop, and then we can get to it. So tip number two about what I did wrong, book a place for a month at a time. That will make your life so much easier. And of course, that will help your budget. So tip number three of something that I did wrong was my mindset. I am having difficulties being present. So in Mykonos, I was very present. And I was really enjoying the moment and I was enjoying where I was and I could see the fulfillment of my vivid vision. It was fantastic. And then as soon as we did our first travel over to Santorini, it was very hectic and scattered. And now all I'm thinking about was, okay, cool. Let me think, plan Crete. Let me plan the next month. Let me plan the next month. Let me plan the next month. That kills the enjoyability of everything. So what you need to do is you need to be really conscious in the present moment. And really enjoy the present moment and sit with where you're at. And this applies to anyone, anywhere, at any time. There's no point in living in the past. There's no point in living in the future. That's where anxiety lives. And these are all make-believe situations that haven't even come true yet. So I am doing this as part of my morning routine now, is making sure to do like a presence practice. And that's baked into my morning routine. And that's been very helpful. So that's another thing that I got wrong. So to close this episode out, let me know how you're enjoying these. I would love to keep you guys up to date on all of this because this is a live running experiment. It's a living, breathing organism, and I am going to broadcast it to all of you live and in color so that you can see what went right, what went wrong, what works, what doesn't work. And more importantly than anything, I want you to see behind the bullshit and make sure that you're not just looking at this through rose-colored glasses as like a travel influencer, but you can see what it's actually like to do. And also know that it's possible for freaking you. If a punk 27-year-old kid can do this, you can do it too. So I will try to provide as much information as I can as we do this. But in closing, vision. It's the most important thing you can have. And it is so sincerely gratifying and fulfilling and just sensational to be able to see the fulfillment of my first 3-year Vivid Vision. So once again, I will hammer it home, buy the book Vivid Vision, plan your vision, write it down, watch it come true. Because all of you guys literally just watched this first 8-month experiment that I did, and now I'm doing it. So I just want all of you to do the same thing. That's why we do the show. That's why we do all of this. That's why I post these. If we didn't post these, we would just post freaking Instagram pictures, but that doesn't help anybody. So tomorrow's episode, Brandon freaking Turner. If you don't know Brandon Turner, go listen to Bigger Pockets Real Estate Podcast for the last 10 years. Go Google real estate, and I'm sure his freaking bearded face will pop up. Brandon has a fantastic episode with me tomorrow. Do not miss this episode. If you are not a subscriber to this show, now is your time to subscribe. That episode is coming to you live and in color tomorrow, and it is fantastic. I try to ask him questions that I don't hear him talk about on every single podcast. So hopefully I did a good enough job to be able to provide something unique to you guys, because he's on so many shows that I wanted to give you guys a new twist and angle to Brandon. So he is on tomorrow. You're going to want to listen to that. And without any further ado, I will let you get to your day. Hope you all kill it and go design a life that you don't need a vacation from. Talk to you soon.